Well, good evening, everyone. My name's Warren Lance, and I want to welcome you to the weekly Take Action team call, where each week, not only do we want to inspire you into taking action, but we really want to give you some tools to move your business forwards. And you guys, you're in for an amazing, amazing treat this week. We have one of the top money earners in Isagenix. In fact, this individual bounces between number one, generally is number one, and number two money earners in the company, him and his wife. They are 19-star platinum, 21-star crystal executive, which means they've created 21 executives of their personally enrolled. They are just an amazing couple, a tremendous role model to all of us in the company. And one of the things that I think inspires me most is to listen to this gentleman speak. His words just move my soul. And I got to tell you, I feel so incredibly blessed to be able to call him a good friend, but not only a friend, but a mentor to me. Because his knowledge of this industry far exceeds mine, and he certainly pointed me in the right direction, and he's a big part of my success today. So it is my absolute privilege to welcome to the call this evening none other than Herb Cepeda. How you doing, Herb?
I'm fantastic, Warren. Hello, Take Action team.
I'm glad you're fantastic. You should be. I mean, you're number one money earner in the company. That's not a bad feat.
No, it's not a bad feat. I'm honored. It's a blessing, no doubt.
Yeah. Well, this evening, and I really want to thank you for your time. But what I really want to talk about this evening is like why Isagenix. Why Isagenix now? I mean, you came in about 9 years ago. I came in 12 years ago. I mean, in your opinion, and we'll get into it, is the timing still good? I know the answer to that, but how about before we jump into why Isagenix now, how about you share with us, how did you and Patty initially get introduced to the network marketing industry?
Wow, it's the same way everybody else gets introduced to it, I would imagine. A friend told us about something that we were certainly unaware of. I was working full-time as a New York State trooper, and, you know, you develop friendships in work and whatever field of endeavor you're in, and one of these friends just told me he had something that I should take a look at. He said it was a business opportunity, and I started laughing. He said, "What are you laughing at?" I said, "Well, we're in our mid-20s. We're police officers. You're talking about a business opportunity." He goes, "Herb, I'm serious. There's some people here that are, you know, making some great incomes, and they're living some great lifestyles." And, you know, I eventually ended up telling him to come to my house after work one day, and showed up at my house in our uniforms. And Patty was there, and I told her to come and listen. She said, "No, you guys do your thing. I'm not interested." And, you know, one thing led to another, and he introduced us to the concept of networking. And little did I know, she was paying attention to what, you know, he was talking about. And that started the whole process. He left, and he left a package of products there. And no sooner than he was out the door, that Patty had her hands on that package, and she was opening it up. And I told her not to open it. I just told him to leave it there so that I can get him out of the house. And she goes, "Well, if these are good products, I want to try them." And, you know, she tried them, and she liked them, and that started the whole process. And so the whole process of network marketing, in my opinion, starts off with hearing about it, usually through somebody you know, and then seeing if the products are worthy of, you know, your consumption of those products. I mean, that's the whole starting point of a network marketing business.
Makes sense. Now, you went on, I understand, I wouldn't mind you sharing this, because that individual's upline was, I think, one of the top money earners in the company. Weren't early on you and Patty invited over to this mansion and to meet this individual? Why don't you just touch on that?
Yeah, we were in our mid-20s. He was probably in his late 40s, probably at the time, I would imagine, maybe early 50s, and you know, here we knew that he was making a six-figure a month income, which seemed like all the money in the world to us back then. And, you know, he invited us there, and we were a bit intimidated on doing so. But we went and, you know, had an opportunity to speak with him, and what we found was that he was just a real down-to-earth guy and no different than you and I, and he spoke about the possibilities. He wasn't making any guarantees, and, you know, taught us a lesson right off the bat. We don't guarantee anybody anything. You know, the only guarantee in life is that you're going to live and you're going to die. That's really the only guarantees. So, you know, we appreciated his straightforwardness in explaining what it was for us, but he told us that we could do it. And, you know, he just encouraged us and exhorted us. And, you know, we bought into it, and we, you know, started the process that day, and, you know, the rest was history for us.
Certainly, certainly. And I know you did extremely well with that company. You became one of the top money earners there. I know you went on to a few other companies and, again, did extremely well. And then you actually got into coaching. And I think this is a great transition. From the standpoint of coaching, you ended up evaluating a lot of different network marketing companies, because when you were coaching a client how to be successful in the company, obviously you needed to understand the products, the compensation plan, how you were going to share it. And I know you created tremendous results with a lot of your clients. So would you mind running us through how to evaluate a network marketing company?
Well, to spare you any boring details, I can basically boil it down to five simple points. You've got to take a look at the company, who started the company, what's their background, if they have any business background, certainly if they have network marketing background, that's a plus. You got to look at the product line. The products must be consumable. If it's unique, it's a bonus factor, and if they're emotional, that's a home run. The compensation plan, that's the third point you need to look at. It has to be a progressive, let's call it a 2017 compensation plan. So no longer in this industry are stair-step breakaways, coded bonuses, unilevels, matrixes. You know, they're no longer, you know, modern-day compensation plans. So you've got to look at compensation plans that are designed not only to give people the opportunity to make unlimited income, but also affords everybody across the board an opportunity to at least get the products paid for. Then you have to look at the training and support, and then you have to look at the timing. The timing has to be there. Now, Warren, and we've spoke about this many times. We could spend hours on each one of those criteria when you're doing an evaluation of a network marketing company. But for Patty and myself, we knew that, you know, a company needed to score perfect 10 in every single one of these categories. And if it didn't, we were unwilling to participate in the company. And after analyzing what seemed to be tens of thousands of network marketing companies, we weren't satisfied. And so that, you know, gave us a platform, because we did develop some expertise on the industry just through the 17 years of evaluating companies, where people trusted our judgment and our opinion. And we certainly knew how to build a network, but we were unwilling to do it with any of these companies. So, you know, we engaged in, not to be downplaying the efforts of a lot of good people, but we started coaching because I believe coaches, you know, if they really see the opportunity with specific companies, they would get in and they would build. But, you know, we still needed to provide a livelihood, an income for our family. And so we started that process, and we started to coach people from any company, provided that they had the belief and the love for their company or their compensation plan, the product line, everything that they were after. We can certainly help them build a network. And, you know, that leads us up to how we were introduced to Isagenics. You know, a coaching client out of Chicago needed some coaching. He called us. It was our first exposure to Isagenics. It was the first time we had an opportunity to run the company past those five criteria. And we couldn't believe what we were seeing, because after years of evaluating these companies, we always were able to pick out the flaws. In this company, we didn't find one. And so we thought we were just becoming a bit complacent in our evaluation process. So we went back and we reevaluated it and reevaluated it and reevaluated it. And the reason why so many times is because, A, we weren't finding a flaw. B, you know, if we are people of our word, and if we thought we were looking at a company that had the potential to do multi-billion dollars a year. And if we sat on the sidelines knowing that, we really wouldn't be integral people. That's what we felt. And so we made a decision. It was our decision, but we decided to relinquish our generic status in the coaching
industry.
Field. Yeah, in the field of coaching, and decided to align ourselves with Isagenix. And we have never, ever looked back. Never. Not 9 years. And I say it's the best decision we've made because today we have total financial freedom. I mean, we don't worry about money anymore. We were able to accumulate nearly $16 million over the course of the last 9 years, and it continues to grow on a monthly basis, and we're excited about the timing. The last criteria that we look at, because I will tell you, and I don't know if you want to talk about this a little bit later, I believe the timing is better today than it has ever been since we've been in this company. I believe the timing is far better today.
Well, hey, Herb, let's close with that on the timing. But what I would ask you is, from your experience now over 9 years, what keeps attracting people to Isagenix? Like, what's so attractive about Isagenix in the marketplace?
Real simple. For the most part, the efficacy of the product line. You know, when you look at the product line, I can sum up what's in the products very simply in a way that everybody can understand it. Our products have all of the good and none of the bad. They've been specifically formulated with, taking into consideration all the good ingredients that are available around the world with specific avoidance to harsh, non-productive ingredients that you would typically find in nutritional products today, i.e. hydrogenated oils. There are none. High fructose corn syrup, there is none. Soy protein, there isn't any. Harsh stimulants, artificial colors, things of that nature, they're not in our product line. Instead, what you have is undenatured whey protein. You have some of the best sources, active enzymes within our product. You have the best aloe vera-based juice that you can find in the marketplace to actually increase alkalinity in a human body, which is vitally important for a good environment. You know, most people today are starting to realize that the higher the alkalinity is of the human body, the less susceptible the body is to disease. And so we always teach people, look, flood your body with products that can actually make your body a lot more alkaline so that, you know, disease can't gain a stronghold within your body. And when you're highly alkaline as opposed to acidic, which most people are, the human body has a very easy time metabolizing fat. And so for the most part, I would say our company is known right now as a fat reduction company. It really is known as a fat reduction company. So most people are engaging in the process of initiating or utilizing the product initially just because they want to be healthier. You know, they want to get rid of some of the fat, some of the stubborn fat. A lot of athletes are using the product right now, and they usually don't have a problem with fat, but they still want the best ingredients going into their bodies. And our company certainly has those.
Mm. And you're right. We seem to be attracting more and more elite athletes. Dr. Michael Colgan, who's been working with elite athletes for the past 40 years, worked with Australian Olympic team, U.S. Olympic team. I mean, he's still working with elite athletes, and more and more athletes are wanting to put this product in their body, especially the Amped line. I mean, that Amped line, Herb, what are your feelings on that? Because, I mean, that's specifically latest, greatest product collection for athletes, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Yeah, our Amped product line is second to none. I mean, Warren, it is incredible. I mean, there's so much technology behind it. And, you know, I've had an opportunity to speak to Dr. Paul Sarrow from Skidmore University. Skidmore College in Saratoga Springs, New York. And, you know, here's a guy who's, you know, pretty renowned for doing clinical studies, and he's just released a recent clinical study on the efficacy of the product line. But he's about to engage in a study where he's going to take on elite athletes and do a study with elite athletes and the Isagenix product line, mainly the AMP product line, to show the results because he's using it, and he says, Herb, this is going to change the game in the professional arena when it comes to professional sports as well as amateur sports. We've got a product line that can, you know, certainly help all of these people across the board.
No, couldn't agree with you more. I mean, yeah, it is a great, great product. Now, how about just like when we're talking to our neighbor or maybe someone that's come from the industry, but in essence talking to a prospect, someone that you'd like to share Isagenics with, how do you typically forecast the future of Isagenics? Like just painting the picture of where we're going. And I guess that almost ties in a little bit with timing. But can we start about a little bit with the language that you use when you're talking to a prospect and really trying to cast that vision, Herb?
So connecting with new, with potential.
Yeah, connecting.
Yeah, it's interesting, Warren, because that is a personal preference by the individuals. I know that there are a lot of people who like to connect with talking to people about the results that people can have utilizing the product line. Me, I love to connect with people to see if I can push a button in them to get them to look at their financial situation. Because if I can get them to push a button to look at their financial situation, they'll look at the product line a bit more open-mindedly. In other words, this is just my personal opinion, but I'm going to tell you it anyway. I feel it's a lot more powerful talking about the income potential with a person to get them to use the product than it is to get a person to use the product and then tell them about the income potential. So, but there's people I know that feel the opposite. I know there are people that feel that, you know, they'd rather get people to bond with the product first and then tell them about the income opportunity. I, for one, know that, you know, I can get 100 people using this product line, but if I get one person excited about the income opportunity, it can lead me to 1,000 people on our team using the product. So I tend to talk about the opportunity, and I'll ask pointed questions. What do you do? How long have you been doing it? Do you love it? Do you think you're going to do that for the rest of your life? You know, you ask anybody that question, most people don't want to do the same thing for the rest of their life. So if you ask that question, they might say, why? And you could say, because I can't promise you anything, and there's certain verbiage that really penetrates the subconscious mind. So if you just go back and listen to this again, I think it'll sink into you and you'll get what I'm talking about. If you ask a person or tell a person that the reason why you're asking these questions is because you've got something that's huge. I can't promise you anything. I don't know where you're at and the drama that you're going, that's going on in your life, because everybody has drama. I don't even know that you'll recognize it the way that I do, but I think you will. And if you do, we can team up, partner, and knock the ball out of the park and make some serious income. That's the way I like to talk to people.
Ooh, that's powerful, right?
You're telling them the truth. Look, I don't know if you're going to recognize it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're going to recognize the way I am, and I don't know what the circumstances are in your life that will, you know, allow you to engage. Because one of the main objections you get all the time from people is, I'm too busy.
Yeah.
I got a lot going on in my life. Yeah, you do, because you're not taking the opportunity to analyze something that can free you from those things. Give me some time to evaluate this, and if you get all the information to make an informed decision, and if you decide not to align with me, I'll never talk to you about this again. I will never bother you with it again.
I love that. Now,
yeah,
when you say that, okay, I'll get you all the information, see if you want to align with me and link arms. Otherwise, you know what, I'll never say it again. What information are you typically, let's say you're dealing with a guy that's, I don't know, some businessman, I mean, doing relatively well. Right, making $150,000 a year, maybe pushing even closer to two. I mean, what kind of information are you sharing? Or what? It doesn't matter if it's a businessman or not, but what kind of information do you typically send to someone to see if they want to align with you?
Well, in that situation, by all accounts, yeah, they've got a level of success. They're making six figures a year, but $150,000, even $200,000 or $250,000 annually, does not compare with the potential of making seven figures annually. And I say potential, and I want to stress that. Of course, not everybody's going to do that. But I believe anybody can. Look, we've created over 200 millionaires. I think it's closing in on 220 millionaires in 14 years in this company. About 25 of us are making seven figures annually. And a few of us are making multiple seven figures annually. So when you talk those numbers and you are able to substantiate those numbers to people to show them that this is not make-believe, this is for real, they'll put their pride to the side to analyze it to see if it makes sense for them.
Nice. And then do you send them any videos in particular? Like, how do you help them analyze it? Do you have a profile on the on our growth curve, on who the ownership is? What do you typically do to assist them in that process?
You know, it varies. It varies on who you're talking to and, you know, what they're after. Because the bottom line is people are going to bond to people. You know, people are bonding to Warren Lance. People are bonding to whether they think Warren Lance is going to go someplace with this, and they're not going to want to miss that ride. You know, you could talk till the cows come home, but until they make a decision that warrants them using the product line, you know, they're not going to go anywhere. So you got to get to the point where they're willing to at least say, you know what, let me try the products and see how they work on me. And for the most part, most people say exactly that. All right, it all sounds fine and dandy. I need to try the product to see if I like it. And so you've got to get them to that point. You can do that by utilizing Zoom calls today, sending them to websites. I know we have a specific team website that we send people to that has nothing but videos on it, about 24 videos on it. So because we believe that people are more apt to watch a video than to read a PDF file. You know, we have these great clinical studies right now to substantiate our product line amongst the, you know, the technical people in the industry. But most people are not going to want to read a clinical study. They'll
run. But we can certainly leverage them and tell people that we do have them.
That's right. That's right. But if they want to see something, send them to a site. Maybe you guys have a team site where you put together, you know, a bunch of videos. I know for our video site where we send prospects to, we have half of those videos designated to product efficacy and the results that people have gotten with the product, and half of the other videos relate to what the opportunity is all about, so they can get a kind of a feel on both sides, and then they can point us in the direction they want to go after they view that information. Now, if you can get with a person and speak with them on the phone or even sit with them in person, much more powerful. Much, much, much more powerful, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because I know for me, if I turn back the clock and if I analyze my personality, I'm going to certainly be more proactive to make a decision to engage in a process like this. If I had the opportunity to touch the person, shake a person's hand, you know, look them in the eye, hear the inflections in their voice and things like that. That's how I function. I believe the power in meeting with people, or at least by today's standards, get them on a Zoom call, do a Skype presentation where you can look at each other or something like that. I think it's much more powerful. There's so many tools. You know, that's the fourth point we spoke about, the training and support. There are so many tools today that I'm sure you can find something that you believe is going to be effective for you to utilize to give to new prospects for them to make an informed decision.
Nice. And you're right. It varies from each individual, but the clear point that you're saying is, ideally, best case scenario, you want to get in front of them, right? You want to leverage your support team. You want to get them on a Zoom call where you're looking at face-to-face if they're on the other part of the continent. But, yeah, absolutely, use the tools. Now, Herb, I know there's a lot of hype out there right now, or a lot of excitement, let's say, not hype, but excitement around Isagenics finally. I mean, we're 14 years old. We're in 12 countries around the world, predominantly, I would say 80%, maybe 85% of all our sales last year, $892 million, came from Canada, U.S., and Australia. And now we're just making inroads into Europe. U.K. is the first country to open. So how is Isagenix positioned today? Like, why should people jump into Isagenix now? I mean, we're 14 years old. Isn't it a little late?
Let me correct you on one thing. We did $924 million last year, 2016. $924 million. So, how do you get them to believe it's not too late? Look, what we consider to be hype is authentic enthusiasm. There are people in Europe right now who have been waiting and waiting and waiting for our company to enter into, that region of the world. And, rightfully so. I mean, we've got a company that has a solid track record. We're squeaky clean with the regulators. We have fantastic products, testimonials, that you can show people until the cows come home, and income testimonials where people's lives have been changed because of the opportunity. And so as we start this launching pad through the UK, entering into Europe, I mean, the amount of people even worldwide that have even been exposed to Isagenix, it's almost nothing. It's really almost nothing. If you think about it, what are there? Over 6 billion people on the planet? Maybe closing in on 7 billion right
Seeing
now?
on 7.
Yeah, I mean, so the amount of people even exposed to this company is nothing. So, in essence, we've got a company right now that'll rival the growth and the long-term standing of companies like Avon and Amway and Nu Skin and Herbalife. We've got a company that has all the ingredients to be bigger than any of those companies right now, and we're just now engaging in that full-scale international expansion. And so it is exciting. It's an exciting time. And although we're engaging in international expansion, I love, because I'm competitive, I love when people focus on the international expansion so that our team can focus on domestic growth.
On domestic growth, so you don't even think in North America we've hit the saturation point.
No, there's no such thing. If you do the analytical process of all of these companies, you start to see that, wait a minute, some of these companies still grow, and they're 40, 50 years old. Well, we're 14 years old. So we're nowhere close to that. Nowhere close.
Well, I know in Canada we have about 67,000 distributors all across Canada. I mean, we could drop them all into Vancouver. Vancouver wouldn't be touched, like wouldn't be saturated at all. I mean, you wouldn't have even begun to touch that market, and the rest of Canada would not even know about Isagenix. And I think the exact same thing. You could take every single Isagenix distributor, drop them into Seattle, Washington, in the Northwest, and the rest of America would be untouched. I mean, it's that big of an opportunity still, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm laughing over here because, look, you and I have had some levels of success with this company. And even us, we, with the levels of successes we have, still sometimes have a hard time articulating the magnitude of the opportunity. We really do. Because we don't want to seem hypey. We want to tell people the truth. But the truth can be overwhelming. I mean, because the truth is, our founder wants to compete with Johnson and Johnson. That's a $70 billion a year company. So it's exciting, but it keeps you going, man. I mean, you've got to have passion in life to be fulfilled, to be happy. I love working out. I love being fit. I love taking care of, my body as it gets older. And I think the vast majority of the people, if you polled them, would love to have nothing more than a healthy body, fit and trim, maybe lean with some curves and the sexiness that goes along with all of that stuff. I believe the vast majority of people want that, and we certainly have a company that's able to deliver that.
Wow. Sign me up, Herb. Sign me up. I'm fired up, buddy. And you're right. I am so excited. And as you said about the UK market, I mean, I have leaders over there that are just chomping at the bit. I mean, they have me flying over for a week, and they have me presenting every single day for a week straight. Every evening we got a hotel opportunity meeting, and we're just in pre-launch phase. But I mean, it's happening. But that all being said, as Herb said to you guys, realize North America is still where it's at. Australia is still where it's at. Canada is still where it's at. I mean, Mexico, we haven't even scratched the surface yet. There is so much tremendous opportunity in all of our very backyard that don't get distracted by the shiny object being Europe beginning to open. I mean, if you have connections there, fantastic. If not, you know what? Focus where you are. There are so many people in North America, in Australia, in New Zealand looking for what we have. And as you said, we got it. I mean, our products are proven. They're doctor recommended. I mean, this is the real deal.
It's exciting. It really is exciting. You know, the more, even as I listen to you speak, I'm like, yeah, it's easy to get fired up about this. It really is easy. But it's even easier to get fired up about the potential to break free, be set free. You know, I mean, just being set free from financial worries. And it takes work a lot, in fact. But once it gets up and going, you can't stop it.
It's worth, I agree with you, Herb, it is absolutely worth the effort to create this income. I mean, this company is a legacy company. Most network marketing companies, the way they fuel growth is through rapid international expansion. I mean, when we were 5 years old, we were in three countries. There's other network marketing companies that by the time they're 5 years old, they're in 50, 60. There's even one I know that was in 100. But that's not our founder's vision. Our founder's vision, guys, is to do it systematically, build it right, so that guess what? You're taken care of for life if you're prepared to put in the work. You're going to be able to will it to your children. I mean, we're truly building a legacy for our family, and we're also helping create this legacy company. So, Herb, I am so fired up. Any final words before I let you go this evening, my friend?
No, just to let your team know that, you know, we do these calls with the intention of maybe striking a chord in one or two of you. I mean, really, just one or two of you. It's beyond the money at this point. We realize that this can change people's lives in a very beneficial way. And, you know, it's real business. You've got to treat it like a real business. You've got to respect it like a real business. But we're certainly convinced that in the network marketing industry, which I consider the greatest industry in the world, bar none, in the network marketing industry, Isagenix today is the shining star.
I'll second that. Well, Herb, I mean, again, I just want to thank you so much for your time this evening to bless all of us. I mean, there's going to be 2,000 to 4,000 people listening to this podcast, so thank you so much for that. Again, thank you for your mentorship over the years. I sure appreciate the course corrections and the occasional kick in the butt to keep me going in the right direction. It means the world to both Arlene and I. I mean, we really appreciate your and Patty's friendship.
Likewise, and your team is blessed to have you guys.
Well, thank you so much. And for any of you that want to share this podcast with any of your team members, just realize that if you go to takeactionteam.com, you can join the email list there, and Katie will send this email out to you. The other way you can get it is just go to Podomatic and follow the Take Action team. And again, you're going to get this recording sent to your smart device. And then the third way you can find it is on Facebook and just Take Action Team. It'll be posted there. So with that, everyone, have a spectacular week. Herb, I'm fired up. Look out. We're going to set some records this year, my friend.
I am too. God bless everybody.
Okay, good night, everyone. Take care.